everyone, I am Mugdha and welcome to 7 Nice Things. First of all, I am sorry for taking a long break from putting up new episodes. Almost 2 weeks, isn't it? Yeah, 2 weeks. Since we are meeting after a long time, I am very excited to start with today's episode. So without wasting any time, let's go. Today's drama is a melodrama plus a period piece plus a fantasy drama, like literally all in one. I know it might seem like too much spices in one dish, but since I enjoyed watching the drama, I thought why not share my favorite parts about this drama and maybe you would also like it. Now, first things first, I'll tell you guys a bit about the plot. Chicago Typewriter tells the story of a famous writer who is experiencing a slump, that is a writer's block. And during this stressful period in his life, he happens to meet a super duper fan of his, like a diehard fan, and a mysterious ghostwriter who is hellbent on helping him get through his writer's block. Like, he meets these two different kinds of person, and the fate of these three characters are intertwined far more than they can ever imagine. And as their relationship spans back and forth between the 30s and the modern era, yep, there's an 80-year gap, almost 80-year gap, you find it very endearing to watch. Like, the mystery of the relationship between these characters is the main story and takes viewers on a journey to figure out how these three characters were exactly interconnected in the past and how important it is that they meet each other in the present as well. Now, coming back to the favorites of mine about this drama, the very first thing I like is the bromance between the author and his ghostwriter. Now, I know it's kind of weird that the author and his ghostwriter has a normal relationship, because having a ghostwriter is not something an actual author would be proud of. But when you watch the series, you can't help but enjoy the relationship, the chemistry, the banter, the cute scenes, the bickering, literally everything a romantic couple would have between them. But in this case, this is more of like friendship wala couple. You got my point, right? Now, their journey from being two strangers to becoming good friends and exploring their friendship, which they had in the past life as well, is one hell of a development to watch. Coming to the second reason, and one of the best things about the series, is the setting and the wardrobe. Like I said before, the drama is a period drama and the relationship between the characters spans from 1930s to the modern era. Now, you might have learned in history, like in 10th standard or maybe in school, that during 1930s, Korea was under the Japanese colonization and had a lot of Japanese influence in the overall life during that period. The whole set and the costumes and the appropriate accessories don't disappoint you and takes you in that era, and you literally feel like you're living in it. And according to me, getting the viewer into that timeline and then switching it back and forth into modern one was actually a difficult part for the, or even now it's a difficult one. Like, if you don't switch it properly, if the viewer get confused, then it's of no use, because if it's not done properly, it can literally ruin the whole show. Because even after having a good story, amazing acting, if you fail to define the premise or where exactly the whole show is happening, the story is happening, it kind of loses its purpose. So the production team of this show rightly managed to incorporate the 1930s storyline into the modern one in a way which it seems natural. Like, the drama has done a great job of switching between the two timelines, like I said before, and for this they used different techniques. For example, scenes from the past that mirror the present, the transitioning time periods with fades, spinning shots, and the scenes that pull us into the 1930s Korea and literally let us live in it. So you got it, right? The amazing portrayal of the period, the costumes, the accessories, and the acting, like the 1930s voila acting. You got it, right? God, I'm confusing. In nutshell, They had a very nice setting and premise, properly portrayed. So I like this part about the drama. Now, another reason I like the drama is the growth of the main characters over 16 episodes. And to be honest, this growth is one of the most beautiful things to watch in the show. The author, the main character, being an isolated, a bit egoistic, and also being afraid of being abandoned, over the series accepts the fact that people abandoning him or his friends or a friend backstabbing him is not his mistake, and the ones who were meant to be hurting him were never his friends. And the real ones, the friends he would be getting later on, like the female lead and the ghostwriter, are the real close ones, and since they are the real friends, they'll remain so till the very end. The female lead, also in case of the female lead, she was being haunted by her past life's hurtful memories, and she also eventually comes to the terms of living a normal life while accepting those memories and living with it. The ghostwriter as well finds his closure and peace, but I wouldn't talk about it much because it would give away the story. So in a nutshell, the drama tells about the truth of the life, that life isn't going to be rosy throughout. Everyone has his or her own share of difficulties, and one must accept it and keep on going because, yeah, that's life. If it doesn't have some spices or ups and downs, it would be very boring and bland. So, Chicago typewriter, this drama tells you a lot about being or how to live a life. It might be boring at first, but keep on watching, trust me on that. It would tell you a lot of good things, facts about your life, and would also be quite aesthetic to watch. This drama is available on Netflix as well as on Viki in some regions, I guess. I hope you got yourself an account on Viki. And I also hope that you guys watched a few episodes of 100 Days, My Prince. Did you guys? Now this is feeling like I'm asking for your homework. So no, let's not go in that area. Watch it when time permits. And also, do watch the drama, Chicago Typewriter. That's it for today, guys. I hope you had a great time listening to the episode. If you want to share your feedback or you want to suggest a K-drama, just email me on 7nicethings@gmail.com or drop a comment on Twitter or Instagram. Social handles are given in the description box below. Also, don't forget to hit the follow button if you haven't. And we will meet on next Friday with a brand new episode and a brand new K-drama only on Spotify. Bye.